Welcome to the Daily Radio Bible for Kids. This reading is from January the 10th. My name is Hunter, and we are reading through the whole Bible. This podcast takes kids from all around the world through the Bible in a year, from Genesis all the way through the end of the book in Revelation. Today's reading comes from Genesis chapter 18, verses 1 through 15, and then we finish our reading with Luke chapter 18, verse 27. Before we jump into the reading today, I want to send a shout out to the whole Acapente family. This is an amazing family that lives in New Jersey. They called me the other day and told me that they were listening to the Daily Radio Bible, and it just made my day. Good to hear from you guys. I plan on being back in New Jersey in June. I can't wait. I hope to see you when I come. All right, I have a question for everyone. How do you react when someone tells you something impossible? For instance, if I were to tell you that you are going to grow and be 11 feet tall, how would you react? Would you laugh at me? Would you look at me like I'm strange? Probably. In our Bible reading today, God shows up and tells Abraham and Sarah something that just sounds impossible. He shows up and tells them they're going to have a son. But Abraham and Sarah are really, really old. Like 100 years old. No one has ever had a child that old before. Now let's listen to how Sarah reacts when she hears this impossible sounding thing from Genesis chapter 18. The Lord appeared again to Abraham near the oak grove belonging to Mamre. One day Abraham was sitting at the entrance to his tent during the hottest part of the day. He looked up and noticed three men standing nearby. When he saw him, he ran to meet them and welcomed them, bowing low to the ground. "My lord," he said, "if it pleases you, stop here for a while. Rest in the shade of this tree, while water is brought to wash your feet. And since you have honored your servant with this visit, let me prepare some food to refresh you before you continue on your journey." "All right," they said, "do as you've said." So Abraham ran back to the tent and said to Sarah, "Hurry, get three large measures of your best flour, knead it into dough, and bake some bread." Then Abraham ran out to the herd and chose a tender calf and gave it to his servants, who quickly prepared it. When the food was ready, Abraham took some yogurt and milk and roasted meat and served it to the men. As they ate, Abraham waited on them in the shade of the trees. "Where is Sarah, your wife?" the visitors asked. "She's inside the tent," Abraham replied. Then one of them said, "I will return to you about this time next year, and your wife Sarah will have a son." Sarah was listening to this conversation from the tent. Abraham and Sarah were both very old at this time. Sarah was long past the age of having children. So she laughed silently to herself and said, "How could a worn-out old woman like me enjoy such pleasure, especially when my master, my husband, is also so old?" Then the Lord said to Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh? Why did she say, 'Can an old woman like me have a baby?' Is anything too hard for the Lord? I will return about this time next year, and Sarah will have a son." Sarah was afraid, so she denied saying it, saying, "I didn't laugh." But the Lord said, "No, you did laugh." Well, when Sarah heard the impossible, she laughed. She couldn't believe that God would do for her what she couldn't do for herself. She couldn't believe that God would fulfill her greatest desire. Sarah had always wanted to be a mom. She had never had a child. And yet here, at this age, God is about to do the impossible. And so she laughs. Well, my friends, God wants to do the impossible in our lives too. And sometimes, believe it or not, it's that thing that you want the most in life. How about that? Isn't God amazing? This is what Luke 18 says. What is impossible for people is possible with God. That, my friends, is good news. You know, it might seem impossible to you to come to the Bible every day, to read the Bible every day for a whole year. But it's not impossible with God. All things are possible with God. So I plan on being back here again tomorrow to do the same thing. Until that time, you know that you are loved. You are loved by God. And that is not an impossible thing. God loves you very much. And I plan on being back here again tomorrow to remind you of that. Until that time, you be blessed. I'll talk to you then. Bye-bye.